Blog Talk Radio.
And you
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Late noon. Welcome to Prophetic Grace Network. This is your host, LaShawn from Texas. Prophet LaShawn from Texas. Welcome. Thank you for joining tonight. God bless you. This is Friday. Today is Friday, April the 12th. Today my niece's birthday, April the 12th, 2024. This month is going by so fast. The year is just going by so fast. Remember, we are on God timing. Well, thank y'all for coming in. We're going to jump on in to the word of God. I'm going to pray. And then we're going to take callers. Those who have their hands up, if you like to be ministered to, or you feel like you have something that you want to share, a testimony, you can raise your hand by pressing 1 on your phone, and I can see your hand in the queue, and I'll be more happy to talk to you. So, Father God, we just thank you for this afternoon, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for continue to lead us and guide us and protect us. Father God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Father God, this is your radio. I always say, come in and have your way. I thank you for the covering. Father God, I thank you for protecting us this week, Father God, going and make the crooked place straight. Father God, I thank you that we are here. We are still breathing, that you continue to help that pen in your hand. You continue to write our story. Father God, I thank you for who you are and what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, what you're doing with our family, our children, our grandchildren. Father God, I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for the favor. I thank you for the teaching. I thank you for the rebuke. I thank you for the correction. I thank you for it all. Father God, I thank you because you, God Almighty, you the beginning to the end, and you the author and finish of our faith. And so, Father God, we give this radio, we give this to you. You teach your people. I'm just your vessel. I'm just your servant. What do you have on your heart for your people tonight? And so, Father God, we thank you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I just want to share a couple Bible verses. We have been doing, I was led to do this fast and pray. And so there are some things that he have been speaking and things that he have revealed. But I just want to share, and I always tell people, just don't come on and listen. Write things down and use this word. It might not be for you, and it might not be for you tonight, but it might be for you tomorrow, and it might be for you this weekend or next week. You never know. God always, and like I was trying to, when I was talking to someone today, I was telling them a lot of people don't understand the prophetic. A lot of people don't have knowledge when it comes down to prophetic. They think because a prophet, and they are, you know, when they hear prophet, they want a word, and they don't understand the word is right in front of you. The word should be in your heart. The word should be in your home. You can prophesy over your own self. You can speak prophetic over your own self. So people, when they want a word from a prophet, when we pray, or just like every time I give a word, I teach. Anytime you see a prophet, they are going to be teachers. They teach. They connect to teachers. Prophets and teachers work hand to hand. And so why they teach and why they giving the word, it might be for your situation, but you got to know him. You got to have a relationship with him to know this is a prophetic word for me. Even when we speaking, you should know these things. This is for me. And sometimes you don't have to get the prayer because he has already answered you by the teaching or by prayer. And people have to understand how the prophetic realm works. So I'm going to share a couple words, and then we're going to take call and we're going to move forth. I want to share a word. I named this title I titled this broadcast, Put God First. Put God first in everything you do. And we all can say I'm in my 50s. I can say throughout my years, not all the time I have put God first. I can sit here and say I have not put God first throughout the years of my life. But when you do put God first, things get so much better. You're going to have it like Burger King, have it your way, or you're going to let God have his way, especially when you're going through things. Either you're going to let him have his way because he sees ahead. He know what's for you and what's not for you. But you put him first. I don't care what's the circumstance, what's going on, you put him first. Sometimes when you're dealing with people, there's time I say, Lord, do you not see this? Okay, I give this to you. I give this to you. I give these bills to you. You know, when things start coming up on your past, because they will come up, past things, past bill. That's a couple of years ago. Lord, I give it to you. The enemy always trying to set people backwards. And this not the time for you to go backwards. It's time for you to go forward. There is a thing where the enemy, and it depends on where you at, your situation, where do you not know where you at, where you live, who you connected with, all that play a role. It can set you back or you can move forward. It's either or. And sometimes we can be, that's why we got to put God first. We need wisdom. And say with the fear of the Lord, when you fear God, he's going to give you that knowledge. He's going to give you that wisdom when you fear him. It comes with it. But I want to take you to Matthew 6:33. This is one of the Bible verses. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you. Now, some of you probably look at that Bible verse. Everybody thinks money, 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 money. But don't you know the greatest gift is the Holy Spirit? Because like I said, when you fear God, he gives, that's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. When you fear God and when you seek the kingdom of God, you can have the abundance life. That's better than anything. The reward is greater than heaven in heaven than it is on this earth. And so when they say all these things shall be added unto you, things that you need in this season right here. What do you need in this season? What do you expect God to do? It's not all about the money, the fancy cars, the homes and stuff like that. You don't, can I give y'all a news flash? You don't even have to ask them for that, because when you seek the kingdom of God, all that stuff gonna come. What he worrying about is what God wants from you is a relationship with you. He wants your heart. He wants your, you know, he wants you totally seeking him, having a relationship. Just like how Abraham walked with God, just like Moses, Abraham, God was his friend. They walked together. They were face to face. Moses, face to face with God. And so he wants us to have that relationship with him. And so these things, it might be a certain thing that you need. You probably need that hundredfold. I explained to y'all what the hundredfold really means. You probably need a hundredfold in your health. He will give you long life. He will restore your youth years. You have to start looking at things like that. It might be things concerning your health that he will add. He will add more years. We learned that through when he sent the prophet to give Hezekiah, told him to get his house up in order or he was going to die. But he went and turned his face to the wall and prayed. And God gave him 15 more years to his life. And so all these things will be added unto you. It depends on what you need right now. It might not be money. It might be peace. It might be salvation. And I want to share this with y'all. That's why we have to know how to pray for people. When people begin to illness, infirmity come on people, it's a lot of people that have infirmity and sickness, and but they don't have a relationship with God. They don't, I'm telling you, they don't have no relationship. They don't pray. They don't have no connection with God. Well, for example, when you have a person like that, when you praying for them, first thing you want to pray, are you a believer? Are you a believer? And if they not a believer, you need to pray salvation, that they will have a relationship and they become a believer. Because praying for the sickness to go, no. They need a relationship. They need to self Christ into their heart. That's how you need to know how to pray for people. First, we need to pray for your relationship. We need to pray for God to come into your heart. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You have to. You have to pray the salvation. And once they accept him, then we pray for the healing. And that's sometimes that's the reason why some people don't get healed, because they don't have a relationship with him. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. We cannot move forward with any other prayers until they accept Christ, accept God. He already knows. Jesus already told us, no man can't go to the Father unless they come unto him. They have to know who he is. And so when you have these people, they don't have a prayer life. They really don't believe, and some of them don't even believe in God. And you praying healing on them. No, you need to pray for their salvation. When people backslide, same thing. You need to pray the repentance over them. Repent. That's the only thing they need to do is repent. You need to lead them in the right direction so the prayers can be effectively. First, people need to, it say, confess your sin to one another. A lot of people ain't confessing their sin. A lot of people want to hide and stay in the back scene. They don't want to confess their sin. They don't want to go through that process. Some people know what they're doing. Some people then got accustomed to it. Proverbs 3:6, proclaim in everything you do. It didn't say what I do. You are going to be held accountable for everything you do on this earth. Do you not know you're going to be held accountable? Not we. We're going to be held accountable for every words that come out of our mouth, everything. You're going to have to understand everything. That's the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not for you to be trembling. Oh, I got to walk on pins and needles. When you fear the Lord, you're going to do what is right. You can't tell me you fear the Lord and you're treating people bad. No, you don't have fear of the Lord. Proclaim in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you. Listen, and crown you. Remember, the Holy Spirit showed me vision that people are getting crowns right now. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to get these crowns. He's giving it to us right now. Depend on your assignment. I had a conversation with somebody, how you defeat the enemy. You keep your head up. You put on that whole armor of God. Those weapons tell us the weapons going to form, but it shall not prosper. He already told us we have the authority to tread over the serpent and scorpion. We have the authority to condemn every judgment that come against us. And then when people come against you and you are walking in righteousness and you going by his command, his statute, and his law, and you fear him, you the one going to get blessed. You the one going to get blessed. So you need, you, one of the prayer points you should be doing, Lord, help me to seek you first. If I'm lacking anything for seeking you first, help me. Help me. Be still and know that I am God. That's Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. When you know God is in control of your life, you fight your battle, you're going to be at a standstill. I don't care what's going on. God already know what you need. You don't got to go to God and tell him you need money. He already know. He's all-knowing God. That should, God already said, if you seek him for, according to Matthew's, what we just read, you don't have to ask him for that. He already know. He know when to release it. And sometimes he ain't going to release it because you're not connected to the right people. Come on. And so it's going to be, you might not be in the right region. You might not be with the right people, right location. He ain't going to release them. How well do I know that? I know. I could testify about that one. We got to walk by the spirit, not by flesh. The desire of our flesh. We got to walk by the spirit because inside we are spiritual human beings. You praise God. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Father of compassion. And he's the Father. He's the God of all comfort. If you want comfort, you go to him. Get in that secret place. When you weep, when you sad, when you're going through trauma, when you're going through abandonment, whatever you're going through, you got to get in the shelter. You got to get in the cover. You got to get up under that cover. Say, my sheep know my voice. My sheep is going to listen to my voice. That's the reason why some people know, because they listen to the voice of God. It's just, you know, I have conversation with people and they say, well, I'd be glad when I can get like that, you know, to hear God's voice like that. You know, stop trying to compare yourself to everybody, because God speaks to everybody different. The way he speaks to me might not be the way he speaks to you. And say, my sheep know my voice. His sheep is going to listen to his voice. He say, I know them and they follow me. That's according to John 10:27. I know them. They're going to follow me. How you get to know his voice is spending time with him, reading the word. And you have to know, I explain this to many of y'all. You have to be careful with these worship music. I remember years ago, 7-9 years ago, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, be careful with some of these worship music. Do not listen to these worship music. He took me to certain music to listen to. He led me to certain music to listen to. Do not incline your ears to all this different type of worship music. That's how things for you don't, I'm telling you, there is some big people that people love to listen to, and the Holy Spirit will show me. I remember on YouTube, and it was this big group, and the Holy Spirit told me, look real good. The music that they come, remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. It was the words coming out their mouth, what was in their heart was coming out into the people in the crowd, and they was looking like they was in a, he gave me a word, a transit, like a zombie, a transit. Same thing going on in these secular word music, same thing going to the music that they are calling gospel. These people was having sex, partying, drinking, and they seemed to, I'm telling you, they were seen. They seen powerful voice. They were sleeping around. The Holy Spirit revealed that to me. They lost the anointing because what they doing, they was having sex. They was fornicating, lust, perversion. You got to be careful who you listen to. You ask God to lead you to music to listen to. Then you wonder why you got this lustful spirit up on you. What you listen to? What are you watching? And I remember the Holy Spirit told me, get rid of the TV. Do not look at TBN, CBN. Do not listen to none of them on there. Get rid of. Watch my ear gaze and my eye gaze. And one day when he gave me that, I called into PGN, and it was Prophet Tanisha. And I think she was with Prophet Angela Joy. But she was with someone, another woman, I think. And I remember the Holy Spirit revealed, gave me confirmation, told me, I got to protect my ear gates and my eye gates. He going to come back and give you confirmation. So it's very crucial for me to protect my ear gates and eye gates. When you are a prophet, you have to protect your ear gate and your eye gate. You cannot click and be around just anybody. You cannot. Everybody ain't like you. You have to understand that. Look, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, according to the Bible verse. It let us know, 1 Corinthians, that Christ died for our sins. He said, for what I've received, I pass on to you as the first importance. He already told us, this Paul speaking. Christ died for our sin. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. That's what get us in trouble. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. So easy to get caught up on our mind on earthly things, especially when you watching earthly things on TV, movies. I remember one time I watched this movie after I got that word, and it was a good actress in there. It was about this man. I'm going to tell you something. I don't like looking at Lifetime. Lifetime will mess you up. I'm here to tell you. But it wasn't a Lifetime movie. I do not mess with Lifetime movies. But it was by this couple got married, moving to a house, and this man that was obsessed with his wife. He was staying downstairs in the basement, knew how to get in and out their house, and that movie messed me up. I mean, for weeks after I got the word, my mind was messed up just by watching that movie. I couldn't get that movie out of my mind. It just was mind-binding. So you learn your lesson. The Holy Spirit sometimes got to show you. Tell us to fix our eyes on Jesus. When you're going through something, you have to keep your eyes up on him. No matter what's going on, I promise you, when you start keeping your eyes up on him, you might share some tears and stuff like that, but you keep your eyes on him and you walk with him, you're going to come out on the winning team, on the winning side. You can't let the enemy keep pulling you back and pulling you down. You're going to have to get up. Can nobody carry your cross? Your cross is that cross is what's going to sustain you. You got to carry your own cross. Nobody can help you. God will send people to encourage you, but you're going to have to carry. You work out your own household salvation. Look what it says. What goes into someone's mouth does not define them. But what come out of their mouth, that is what define them. This is one Bible verse that I take so, so serious. And I have seen it. And I shared this with somebody just the other day. I remember one time I said something to my husband. If you think God don't whoop you, if you ain't experienced that, I know I have. And I know someone shared a testimony. One time I said something, and it's like a sword just was cutting all in the inside. I bent over and said, okay, 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 okay. I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit let me know. You don't say that. People that have the anointing on their life, they ain't going to be able to get away. The same whooping that he do to others, he will do unto you. You better believe it. I can testify, and I know somebody on here, if they was honest, they can testify too. You got to be careful what come out your mouth. I have seen this over and over and over. I can be just like tonight. I'm saying it again. I guarantee the next day or the next week, somebody gonna say something out of their mouth, and they'll sit here on the radio. They will come into the class. They will be on the prayer line, and not even the next day. Sometime they didn't say that right after we got off the prayer line, or they'll say it the next day or next week. And I'm like, really? Really? The fear of God. The fear of God. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. He said, even in his, this is Matthew 5 and 10. Even in this, I love the book of Matthew, because in the book of Matthew, you hear a lot of Jesus talking. And in, when you go to the beginning of this verse, he say, listen and understand. That's why I be saying listen, because when he say listen, there's many times in the Bible that he even said listen, or whoa, verily, verily, I say unto you. That means listen, whoa, whoa, whoa now, listen. Listen and understand these words. Listen and understand these teachings. That's why it's so important to write it down. And you got to go back and study. You gotta, when I used to go to people conference and stuff like that, I would write things down and I would go back and read it. Especially if it was something that was new to me, I said, I gotta go look that up myself. There was a Bible, I heard this guy talk about a Bible verse. I ain't never seen it in the Bible. So I pulled out my Bible and I looked that, look it up. It's a Bible verse that is, I start with a P. I'm going to tell y'all in a few minutes. But it was Paul that was talking to them, those people. And I'm like, I ain't seen that Bible verse. Very short chapter. Very short chapter. When he said that, I opened that Bible. It was just this week. I opened that Bible and I read that. It's very short. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that was in there. You got to go, when people say don't take nothing out my mouth, you better go look it up for yourself. And I was like that. It's like a challenge. I always research. I have always been a research type of person. Kind of like my auntie say, you should have been, my auntie used to tell me this all the time. You should have been a private investigator, or you should have been some type of investigator, because I always research. I always dig. I like to go deep into things. I like to get to the root part of things. I always search. And so when I would hear things that I ain't never heard, I would go back and look up that Bible verse and read it. I read it myself. I read it. And then sometimes people now, you know, sometimes I might have said something, didn't, because we can't remember every Bible verse. But when I used to hear people say certain things and I had just read it, I'm going to go back and look it up because I just read it to make sure, nah, they didn't say that right. That's why you got to know the words for yourself. God have called some people to teach. Listen, look what it said. I told you I love Matthew's. I love the book of Matthew's. Jesus speak through the book of Matthew. Matthew's 22:36-40. Teachers. Teachers, which is the greatest commandment in the law. Jesus replied, love thy God, Lord. First thing, you got to love God. You got to love him. He got to be in your heart. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first great commandment. Some of y'all that's on here, we just went through this in the 7-day fast and prayer. He said that's the first commandment. But look who he talking to. The teachers, which is the, didn't I tell you? Well, some of y'all weren't on there. But some of y'all, they, let me tell you something. You can't be a teacher if this is the first thing he was talking. How can you teach and you don't know about the first, you don't know about the law, and you don't know about the first commandment? That's the reason why the pulpit is defined. Just on Easter, March the 31st, here in Dallas, this pastor went and shot another pastor in the church because he was messing with his wife. Just Easter here in Dallas. How can you teach when you got the love of God in your heart, the passion, and you fear, you know you ain't gonna mess with another man. Why? You ain't gonna mess with another one. You ain't gonna mess with a woman husband. This is the first great command, and the second one is like it. You gotta love your neighbor as yourself. How many times we have failed that? You better stay away. Well, like I told them on the prayer line, this is not the season to be around toxic people and narcissist people. Give them people to God and let God deal with them. You need to move forward with your assignment because they are hindrance. They're here to set you backwards. You can't move with them. Leave them alone, period. Don't even shed a tear with them no more. Anytime somebody talk, anytime if a person don't honor who you are and you ain't did anything to them, but they don't honor who you are and they saying everything out their mouth but honor that you are a child of God, you're a pastor, a teacher, a bishop, a prophet. If they don't honor who you are and what God give you assignment, you better move away from them people. Because some people don't have the first commandment to love. They don't love God. Because if they love God and they walk in the fruit of the Spirit, they love God and have passion in their heart and they fear God, they ain't for to treat you like that. Them people, lead them where they at. Only thing we pray for their salvation. We can't pray no other prayer for them. That's where y'all keep messing it up. We pray for their salvation. You got to pray for their salvation that they really receive him in his heart and they love him. The first commandment, here it go right here in Matthew 22, 36-40. If they don't understand the commandment to love God with all, he didn't say love him with your mind, but if he's not in your heart, he said you got to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment. He don't need no part-time lover. He don't need you part-time. He said with all, everything you do, all, in order for us to love our neighbors and love our family and love those who he have put in charge of the church, we got to know how to love him first. I love the Lord. If I got to do this thing with only me and him, that's what it's going to be. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing should be able to separate you. We get ourselves in trouble because we want people to be more delivering healed than they want themselves. You got to let them people go. I'm telling you something that I know. No. They got to work out their own salvation. When you understand this, this should give you a reality check. Do you believe first? Do you even believe in God? Are you a believer? You know if they it's a believer. Because they ain't finna be sitting up here acting like a... Oh, Lord, I'm about to say what my grandma used to say. They ain't going to be around here cheating on their wife, cheating on their husband, acting like a ham dog. They ain't going to be around here lying, cheating, and cussing, and all that stuff coming out their mouth. No. They ain't going to be doing all that. I ain't the one to judge, but I'm going to get you with the Bible verse. because it tell us, you know, nobody can be a prophet. Nobody can teach. Nobody can lead the sheep if they don't have this first commandment. You can't leave his people. You can't leave his people. You can't be responsible for the sheep. You can't teach if you don't have this. And let me tell you something. You better get away from the people that take advantage of you. Leave them people alone. It's time out for all that. Leave them people alone. Let them people be. If they want to be walling around in the mud, let them wall around in the mud. Whatever they want to do, let them do it. Eventually, they'll get it one day. What they say? All the laws and the prophets hang on these two commands. Do y'all not hear that? Y'all sitting up here running. Some of y'all sitting up here running because you got inch of word. You running to these prophets. But this is one of the commands he spoke to the prophet. And he told the prophet, this is Jesus talking, all the laws and the prophet hang on to these two commandments. You cannot teach or do nothing if you don't hang on to these two commandments. Oh, the pimp in the pulpit, the perversion in the pulpit, the homosexual in the pulpit, the homosexual prophet that they think God ain't going to uncover them, those molesting children, those that eating children. Yeah, I can go on and on. I can go on and on. Sometimes when people send me stuff about other prophets, I just sit there. I don't even say nothing to them. But I go to God, open their eyes to the truth of who this person is. That's why he said he going to the church first. That ain't love for Christ. And you sitting up praying and you got women pregnant up under your congregation. That ain't love for Christ. You sitting up here and you sleeping with men and you married to a woman. No, that ain't the love of Christ. You sitting up here messing with boys, messing with little girls. That ain't the love of Christ. The pimp in the pool pig wants your money. That ain't the love of Christ. That's the blind leading the blind. Deception. Deceived. And this is something that y'all need to write down and keep it tied in to have it tied around your neck. According to Proverbs, it says, take the word and have it tied around your neck. Take the word and put it in your heart. This is one Bible verse that you need to have written down and you need to get it in your heart. It's Matthew 22:36-40. You need to get this one right here because this is Jesus talking. This is one that you need to carry with you and you need to have an understanding. Look what Jesus said. And we know how here you go, Matthew's. I tell you, if you ain't read the book of Matthew's, you need to read the book of Matthew. Matthew 18:20. Then Jesus came to them and said, all the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciple of all nations. Those that was on the prayer line, I told them, God ain't just speaking to the United States. He's speaking to all nations. That's when everybody was talking about, oh, the world going to end with this eclipse. This going to happen with the eclipse. When the Holy Spirit gave me 21st, he said 24, and I'm like 24. Then he said Matthew's, and we begin to go over Matthew's 24. God give us specific instruction. No man know the day. Jesus even say, I don't know, nor angels in heaven know the day of the return. No man know. Even the angel don't know. I don't know. I just know I'm sitting. I'm paraphrasing it, y'all. I'm saying this myself. I ain't saying this in the Bible. I just know Jesus sitting on the right hand of our Father. And when he look at Jesus and say, it is time, Jesus ain't for to say one or two words to him. Jesus ain't for to say, is it time for me to go? No, when the Father tell him it's time, he's going to go. He's going to come with his army through that cloud. The earth, the firmament, everything going to open up and every eye going to see him coming through the cloud. Only the Father know when he going to tell his son it's time to come. But he gave us instruction. Be aware of these false prophets. Be aware of those that are going to come in my name. Many, he say, many are going to come in my name. He warned us, many are going to come. Many are going to say, he over there in Jerusalem, y'all come. Oh, I could get a little deeper. Somebody help me out. What's the faith thing? They shoot in the sky like a picture. Hologram. I had a dream about these holograms in the sky. Fake anime. Think I'm saying that right. Y'all better know God and know his way, because they are going to do that. They're going to fool a lot of people. He gave me the dream. And he warned us in Matthew. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. My responsibility is to make disciples. If you don't want to be part of getting made, if you don't want it, don't waste your time. Don't waste my time. It's that simple. If you don't want it, okay, go on. You stay right there. That's my prayer to the Father. Send people that's really hungry, that's going to stand, because the teaching ain't going to be easy. Even Jesus let us know. He said, my word shouldn't offend you. You shouldn't get offense. Do you not know when you get offense to the word of God? When Jesus warned, said, no, you should never get offended. When the word of God is given to you, I don't care if it's one word. I don't care if it's a word from the Bible. I don't care if it's a word from the pastor. If it's the true word and the Holy Spirit told them to speak, Jesus said you shouldn't even get offended. Oh, who am I talking to? I think I'm getting stirred up now. You shouldn't even get offended, because it should have correct you. It should hit your heart. Therefore, go and make disciples of our nation. Baptize them in the name of the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit, which is one. And teach. In the teaching, you teach them to obey everything. My job is to teach you. He assigned me. He told me. Randy, that's his sign. How you going to tell Randy what to do? You got some nerve. God giving that to him. I can't call Randy and tell Randy what to do. God gave that to him. I honor him. This is God gave him Prophetic Grace Network. He walked in obedience by inviting others, because some of y'all, if y'all been following Randy for years, I've been following this network for 7-8 years. See, some of y'all didn't even know that. Matter of fact, it probably be 9 years. I've been following this radio for about 9 years. If those, I'm talking about the old school, that been following Prophetic Grace Network, you remember when Randy was the only one on this network, he would come on Monday through Thursday. It wasn't nobody on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It wasn't nobody on before him, but the Father spoke to him. It's time for you to bring more mouthpiece on. It's time for you to bring other people on. And Brandon walked in obedience and started doing that, because that's something that the Father gave him to do. And then, if I told some of y'all my testimony, I did not even want to be on the radio because what I was going through in my marriage. He's going to put your name, when he say your name going to be great, your name going to be in other people's mouth, that's a prophecy that manifests. So how are you going to come against somebody that God didn't ordain to do this? You're putting yourself in some trouble. I didn't just tow. I didn't ask Randy to be on her. No, the Holy Spirit guided him. And then I turned them down. I told y'all I turned them down until one day the Holy Spirit, during prayer, the Holy Spirit came to me and said, call Randy now. And I'm like, I heard it three times. The last time I heard it so loud and clear that it did something to my spirit on the inside. Call him now because it is time for you to come forth. First night I was on the radio, the line was lit up. When you let the Holy Spirit guide you, the Holy Spirit speak to you, because I wrote everything down, what I was going to teach you. You know, nervous too. I had one day to know the system. Once I know the system, that I think it was Monday, Tuesday, ran the training, showed me how to use the system. That Friday I was on the radio. And the line was lit up. Randy told me, let me show y'all something. Show y'all some of my testimony. Randy told me, you know, they don't know you. This your first time on there, so it might be one or two people on there. I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit will prepare me. When I would go to the church, people would come up to me and say, the Lord said he wants you to pray. You need to pray. Keep praying. And they will push me to pray. They will push me. They will use me to lay hands on people. I will go to these small groups, and they will take me around because the Holy Spirit spoke to them. They knew what was in me before I even knew it. They would take me around to lay hands on people, go to a delivery ministry. My name was be called down there to assist the pastor. And you know no pastor ain't for to have people to assist them if they're a true man of God. But God had to show these prophets and people that could see and walk by his authority and walk by knowing who he is, they were pushing me forward. Because if it was up to me, I wouldn't have did it. He was preparing me. And when I would be on the prayer line and nobody came up on the prayer line, nobody. I would be on that prayer line praying for hours with nobody on there. And I said, well, Lord, maybe I missed this because they would come on here and now they don't come on no more. It was people on my job coming on that prayer line. It would be three of them. And sometimes be four, then sometimes it'll be one, and sometimes it'll be none. And I say, well, Lord, they ain't coming no more, you know, because the Holy Spirit will help me teach stuff deep to get these people delivered. And I heard with my ear, it is somebody on earth. Do not stop. It is somebody on earth. Those angels is on earth, and they listen to you. Angels love sitting by you when you're teaching the word of God. They love Bible study. They love teaching. And what they take everything you do and go write it in your book. That's where you get your rewards. Everything you do is being written down. The Holy Spirit showed me. Say, them angels is on there. They coming back with a report. And so what he was doing, everything to perfect me, to get me ready for the radio. You have been faithful over the little. Now it's time for you to move out and start doing conference. See how things don't happen overnight? If you can't be faithful and get yourself up, and I remember he said, do it at 7 o'clock. I would get off the radio and get back up at 7 o'clock, and people was complaining, oh, that's too early. Can you change it? It's too early. The Holy Spirit said, you better not. If they can't get themselves, you can't get yourself up and be on the prayer line when they say when two or more that come agree here on earth, you are coming in agreement with heaven. If you can't come together and pray, something is not right. When we just closed out our 7-day fast and prayer, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, I know him. I know him. I have witnessed. He did things to my body. I sat there and cried. Lord, show them. I don't want these people to come back on the prayer line, on the radio, and they not get me. Lord, do something in their life. Show up. That was my posture. That was my cry. You show up for them. Let the angel appear to them. Show them your face. Do what you got to do. Don't just let this be another prayer line, another radio. Let it be testimony. And people, some of y'all got testimony, but you sitting on it. You sitting on the testimony. How you gonna help others out? Some of you are going to help others out. How you gonna help them out and you sitting on the testimony? Go and make disciples out of all nations. Your testimony can bring deliverance and set the minds of people free. Everybody needs to understand the meaning of ministry. That don't mean you're gonna be in the pulpit. Some of y'all are called to be evangelists. They ain't in the church. If you don't want to do it, he's just going to pass it on to the next one. He's not going to waste his time with you. Just like David said, he knew he messed up. Lord, do not take your anointing away from me. Listen what it says. Hebrews 10:25. I'm trying to read this in plain so you can understand it. Not giving up meeting together. Hebrews tell us, do not give up meeting together. It's very important for us to come together on the prayer line. Do not give up meeting together. When you meet together, when we come together, you don't supposed to just hear my voice all the time. We are there to encourage one another. That's what Hebrews 10:25 is talking about. When you see these days approaching, we got to stick together. We got to come together. We got to encourage each other. This ain't the time to be combative, but this ain't the time to walk in zealous. This ain't the time. But encourage one another. Do not. So I ain't getting up because I don't feel good. I don't like how she teach. She too hard. I ain't going on there because she called me out. I know she was preaching by me. She just didn't say nothing. And she was talking about me. Ain't nobody talking about you, but if that's the word, if the word whooping you, that's between you and God. And say, never give up meeting together. And somebody say, let's meet at the coffee shop so we can have a breakfast and prayer. You get yourself there. That's what I did. I did whatever mean necessary. I drove. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I had to be at work 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. I would drive to the revivals that was an hour away. I didn't drove to a conference and revival that was in Shreveport, Louisiana, 4 hours away, and have to be back to work. I didn't take off work. I didn't call in to work. And then I would go to work, and I had some energy. That's supernatural. I would go pick up my friends, and they ride with me. I'm the driver. All in Waco. That's the hunger and thirst. I was hungry and thirst for the word of God, want the truth. We'll go to the house churches. In them house churches, we'll be in there. It might start at 7 o'clock. By the time we leave out of there, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of y'all can't even handle that. I done been to tent revival. It started at 7 o'clock. By the time the revival is over, it's in the morning. I done been to shed-in churches. If you want that word to be a lamp unto your feet, you got to have to spend time with him. You can't miss. It's time out for these excuses. It's time out for your behavior. And it's just time out now. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to do that no more. It's time for me to move on. This is a time out. Y'all better go read Hebrews 10:25. Say never give up meeting together. If it's somebody on the prayer line, you get on that prayer line and you supposed to come together. We praying. How we going to bar heaven? How we going to touch heaven if we don't come together as unit and pray? Get yourself delivered. Get yourself on the prayer line so you can be delivered and set free. Get yourself on the prayer line so you can hear that harsh word, so it can cut you. So you can hear, so the sword of the spirit can cut things out of you. What you running for? You can't keep running. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I thank God for the word. You put God first. And if he assigned you to somebody, that's who you're assigned. If you don't complete that assignment, you ain't, you going to go around that mountain or in the whirlpool until you complete that assignment. You're going to have to come back. He told me people are coming back. They coming back because they need to be delivered. They coming back. You do your assignment. And for people that's out there that have a ministry, it's not easy. People, it's not easy to deal with people, especially those that's in the body of Christ. The one, I remember when I had to be on this show, this TV show, and he said, what is your biggest problem with ministry? The people that's in the body of Christ. Them the one that going to give you the worst problem, the worst trouble. The lukewarm, the carnal mind. Because the one, the sinners, they hungry for the word. Someone want to be set free. They have a humble heart. They will receive the word better than the ones that especially. I just shared this with somebody. People that consider themselves being prophets, when another prophet gives them a word that they don't like, they gonna fight you. I have seen it too many times. People that came to me and said, well, they said you was off with that prophecy because you know they a prophet too. And I don't feed into that. Tell them to go take it to God. I said, well, I released the word. They go to God. That's what I'm saying. If they were a prophet, they ought to understand the prophetic realm and how the prophecy works. They go to God and ask God. God gonna come back and say, yes, that was for me. No, that wasn't for me. Don't receive that. Because the word probably be for you right now. It might be a word for you next week. It probably be a word that coming down the line. You got to know the way how God works. And so, Father God, we thank you, Father God, as we release the line, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that people will, you just touch their ear, touch their heart, Father God. You know, let them have an ear, incline their ears to you. As you know what they need, I don't know. You know, prayer always works. Sometimes the prophecy is in the prayer. You have to have an ear to hear it. And Father God, I just pray that this word, this teaching have been blessed unto your people. This is bread. This is bread. This is bread. And so, Father God, we just broke bread with your people. Father God, whoever hungry and thirst for righteousness, they should be filled up. They should receive it. And so, Father God, I cover it. I thank you for your covering. And Father God, I cover those that's on here, Father God. And so, Father God, I just speak those that's on here that's a teacher, those who on here that have assignment that you have assigned to them, that they will go forth. They will be led by your spirit to continue to teach your people. They would not give up, but they would continue to teach your people. They would continue to complete the assignment. You got to complete the first assignment before he can use you anywhere else. He gives the assignment out. And so, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. We're going to go ahead and take callers. Okay.
Praise
our first call is 334-403. Message calling, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Goshen, Alabama. This is Minister Sonia Braggs.
Hey, how you doing, Minister Sonia?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good. That's great. That's great.
I mean,
say it again.
Say it. I enjoyed everything you said, and I hope God's people here to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen. Amen. Where? Did you have a special prayer request?
Let's pray as you tell me.
Sure. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for the assignment. We thank you for the protection. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this hour with her body, with her eyesight. I'm seeing like your eyes, and it's like what I'm seeing, the pupil. I'm trying to explain the way I see it. The pupil of your eyes, like he's going to enlighten your eyes. I don't know. He's going to open your eyes to more things. You get ready, because God's going to, he's going to sharpen your eyesight. He's going to open your eyes to more prophetic, more end time dreams. Get ready to get a pen and a paper. Keep it at your bed. But he's going to enlighten your eyes to some things. Do not be afraid. It's okay to say, Lord, this you, just take me deeper, give me more information. But I see him doing something with your eyes. Strengthen your eyes. Your eyes is getting wider to God, you know, how he's speaking, what he's showing you. It's getting wider, like you're going to have a wider vision about things. Is he's going to enlighten your eyes on things of him, things on him, and we come against distraction. The spirit of distraction, the spirit of destruction, we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. You know, even keep your eyes to the hill which come your help. Keep your eyes fixed on God in this season. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He's going to lead. He's going to direct your path in the name of Jesus. So I thank him for this new eyesight. I thank him for enlightening, Lord, your eyesight, taking you into deep revelation. Even study the word like never before. Get into the word. Even when you read the word, it's going to come out the page like a story. Oh, my Kasiko, Rika Manda. And he's going to take you like you're going to be in that. Oh, my God, how can I explain it? When you read the word, he's going to take you like you going back into that time, to that time, that you're going to have a really, really understanding. So get in his word. Get in his word. Read the word. And Father God, like when you wake up, what Bible verse do you want me to read? Place the Bible verse on my heart. What do you want me to read? What do you want me to get studied in this hour? And start saying that, and he's gonna show you. So I thank you, Father. I thank you for the covering. I thank you for more and more and more and more that he's going to pour more. Your latter days is greater than the former. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Prophet Miss LaShawn, do you pray for you?
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, we all need prayer. I just, you know, pray for my strength as I continue to do his assignment, that he continue to strengthen me.
Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, you heard your daughter's prayer request. Lord, you do above what she's able to think or ask.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the lessons you taught us. Let your people have the ear to hear.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for covering prophetess with your blood. Hide them behind the cross.
Amen.
Every demonic spirit in the flesh that fight against her. Lord, thank you for giving her a mind to please you.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you right now because she gave me confirmation on tonight. Lord,
amen.
I thank you was you doing with the eyes?
Oh, wow.
I thank God, Lord, your spirit has come on her. And, Lord, you're going to make her way out of no way. The miracles that are over going to take her, Lord, let it be for the glory of you. And let it be so she can finish this assignment in peace, Lord. No witness, nothing. And I know what she would talk about when she talks about getting the whooping. Lord, I have got a whooping from the Lord God Almighty because of my disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that made me disobey, I did it because I wanted to do it. But the woman I got afterwards, Lord, it chewed me and doing that. So I thank God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for every person on the line tonight.
Amen.
Whether it be for chastisement or for the good, let them get closer to you. Through prophetess LaShawn, you use her eyes to help people see in the spiritual will. We thank you for that. We bless your holy name. Lord, we love you. Thank you, because what you're going to do for LaShawn, eyes have not seen nor ears heard. But you know what you've already promised her, and she's waiting for all of those promises, all of those overdue rewards. Bless the people tonight, Lord, as they ask for prayer. Let them begin to pray for her also.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty day, have your way in, on this broadcast. Use Prophet Randy, Prophet LaShawn, and Prophetess Carmen. Yes,
yes,
do your will, and yes, do your will. And if anybody is playing with God, Lord, let them get it right or let them get go. I myself don't have time for foolishness. We're not living in the last days. We're in the last
yes.
The last hours now. Time is ticking.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. You pray over everybody on here. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for your prayers.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing that, see, like I said, you know, people come on and listen, and God gave you confirmation he was doing something with your life, so there you go.
Amen. That ain't nobody got to tell nobody.
Well, God knows. He heard you, and he just gave you confirmation. So that's awesome. He get the glory. He get the glory. He just answered you. So just embrace it. Go back and listen to it. Write it down. Go back tomorrow and listen to it and write it down. And so we thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. A to the A-A-B-N.
All righty. Well, Minister Sonya, thank you for calling in. God bless you. I'm going to take these other callers.
All right. God bless you.
Bless you. Say to the man, to the amen.
Hello.
Hey, 870415, Mace, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Savonda from Arkansas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I just want to thank God for the whole message, especially when he was saying you need to be careful what you say out of your mouth, because I used to, you know, people would do things to me, and I'll be like, oh, I just wish that tree would fall down. And it happened in the same way. I was like, oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so stuff like that. Like, I just, you know, like you said, it's talking about for excuses. It's either you want to do right or you don't. If you know you're sinning, you know, whatever it is, it's, you know, choices need to be made upon myself. So, and then it's the fact that I know, you know, that means that's dangerous. That's, you know, certain things that I do, I choose to not, you know, want to do things. So, well, this is not a confession, but it's my honesty, even though God already knows all. It's just, you know, like you said, you can't be ashamed and afraid if you know God like you know, say you do. So I would just ask for prayer as, you know, the Lord leads you.
I wanna go back to what you said, and I hope everybody heard that. I tell people, yeah, they know. So many people know. They know, but they choose not to do right.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's right. One thing when you just admit it. I know. It ain't like I didn't know. I know. But that's
right.
Your choice. A lot of people know what they're doing. The Holy Spirit been showing me that. A lot of people know. I laugh. I really do laugh because the Holy Spirit say a lot of people know what they're doing, but a lot of people want to play the victim. A lot of people know what they're doing. They know the word. Some of these people been in church all their life. They know. They know, but they choose to do what they do. It's a choice. So, and like you said, that's dangerous when you know.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Because you know better.
Yeah.
And so, so that's good that you said that, because I already know people be sitting up there, oh, no, half of them people do know. They know better, but they choose to do that. They know. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for keep molding her. You're molding her. You're molding her for her assignment. You're molding her. You know that I just pray over her that she take it one day at a time, that she walk in you. Father God, that the day will come that she will be out milk and start eating meat. And so, Father God, I thank you for divine connection, God-fearing women that you are going to place in her life. I thank you for the move. I don't know what this means, the move. I thank you for the move, the mighty move of God, and God moving you, reposition you. I thank you for the reposition, the move. And so, Father God, I thank you for this move that you are going to do with her and her family in the position that she has to position. You're going to place her in the right position to be in the will of you, Father God. So I thank you for it. And Father God, I thank you for the teaching that she will be having a willing, she'll be that willing of vessel, that she'll be teachable. And it's going to be somebody that God's going to bring to you, and you're going to walk with them, and you're going to learn a lot from them. So embrace it. Do not, because it's you know, let God finish his deliverance with you. Do not reject this person. Do not reject this person. But you're going to learn a lot from this person. So walk with them, embrace it, because it's going to be part of your assignment, how God is going to use you. So, Father God, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. Oof, that was a lot. I felt that one. I felt it, period. But I thank God for you, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a blessed night.
You too. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
251-229, guess who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
And I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, yeah. It's nice to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, did you have a special prayer request?
Yes, I have a prayer request. Just wanted to, just peace in the family. That's my prayer request, just peace in the family, peace in the home. And for me and my daughter, for my daughter's job, that she may work as unto the Lord. And for my job, that I went back to work, we'll be going back, the Lord say the same, on Tuesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just praying that I work unto the Lord. So I'm just praying for that.
Okay. All right. So, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for the peace in the family. We thank you for household deliverance. I speak household deliverance in the family. I pray for their salvation, that they will draw nigh unto you, that they will have a relationship with you, Father God, that they will receive you in their heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so they can be healed, delivered, and set free, because the word tells us who the Son set free is free indeed, Father God. And we know the deliverance is the children bread. And Father God even say on Mount Zion, that's the deliverance, Father God. Place them. Place them there so they can receive their full deliverance, Father God, so they will not be shaken. They will not go backwards. But, Father God, your word tells us if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you, Father God. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you draw this family unto you, Father God. Father God, I ask that you send the ram, send the ones, Father God, that's going to drop the seed in water. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for the protection over her daughter. I thank you, Father God, and I ask that you lead and direct her, Father God, in the right path, that she would not stumble in this season, in this hour. I thank you for protecting her. Father God, I thank you for protecting her mind, because we know the weapons is like on a battlefield. The weapons of her warfare is not carnal, but is mighty by pulling down those strongholds. Then, Father God, that you show her in your unique, show her in a unique way that she has authority, and show her, Father God, the love. Cover your love, cover a multitude of sin. And so, Father God, cover her with your love. And we thank you for your grace, because with doing your grace is sufficient, in even when we in our weakness. And so, Father God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you for household deliverance and salvation over this family. And so, Father God, those who really don't believe, make them be a believer. I pray that they will believe and they will choose to follow you in this season in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. Father God, I just ask that you lead her and direct her on her job, Father God. Father God, I ask that you speak to her what direction she should take in this hour, in this season. Father God, I just pray a covering. Father God, I even pray the peace, sleep at night. I bind and I rebuke, take authority over that insomnia in the name of Jesus. Even give her wisdom what she needs to not take, what she needs to take for as her to calm her down, to calm her nerves in the name of Jesus. Father God, there is no confusion when it comes down to your word. You are not an author of confusion, but I declare and decree that this word will be a lamp unto her feet, that you will give her power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
How are you? We give you the glory.
Give you the glory.
Amen.
Give you the glory. Amen. Was there something that the Father was telling you that he wants you to bring forth or anything?
Say it again.
I said, is there something that the Father wanted you to bring forth or anything as far as family and everything that was all?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. You're saying that there was something that I want God to bring forth?
No, that the Father was saying. Well, anyway, maybe I'm questioning it wrong. Anyway, I thank the Lord for you praying for me.
Amen. Well, just go back and listen to the recording and write it down and just take it to the Father.
Yes. Yes, I definitely take it to the Father because he is in full control.
Yes, he is. So, yeah, take it, listen to the recording, and just write it down and pray about it.
Yes. Yes, I definitely will take it to him because he's the master of the universe.
We give him the glory.
We give him the glory day and night because that's what I do, you know. Pray is what I do, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But I love you, Sister Michelle, and have a blessed night.
You too.
Yeah, you and your family, and I thank the Lord for you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say this because I keep seeing this number. Sometimes God will help me look at numbers on here, people that's on here. But this number that I see on here, the 754, God is working it out. I see a miracle. There's a miracle coming to certain y'all on here. Don't give up. God is he's preparing everything. He's making a way. Some of y'all is suspecting a miracle. Don't give up. The miracle is coming, but it's going to be in the way of how God wants it. And so I see something is coming to you. Start thinking the Father, celebrating it. But I do hear miracle. I hear miracle. I don't know if you need a miracle, a turnaround, whatever this is, but you're about to receive a miracle in Jesus' name. And this is for the number begin with 754. Sometime the Holy Spirit would lead me that way. 754. God going to do something that you've been waiting on. Patiently, continue to be patient. God is about to show up in Jesus' name. Amen. Masters calling. Where are you calling from?
442.
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear
you. I have my phone. Put my phone on mute. This is Dee. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I missed the word on tonight. I had to go back. I get a chance and listen to it. I was on a prayer line. Had to pray tonight. So.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Is there a special prayer request for you?
Them three sons of mine. You know, my daughter, that's a backslider. I think, I think Daniel said he received the Holy Ghost before, so I would put him in a backslidden as a backslider too. But
when you go back and listen to the word, the Holy Spirit. That's why I say we have to know how to pray, people. If they are backslider, we pray that they will repent. They will repent. That's what they need to do. They need to have a repentant heart. And so we pray true repentance over them that they will repent in this hour, in this season. So that's what I'm going to pray for your son that's backslid, that he will find his, come back to his first love, which is Christ.
And my daughter, too. But they all need to be. I got three sons. Two of them hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet. And then the baby boy, He had, and my oldest daughter, she did too.
Well, I just pray for their salvation. I pray for true repentance, that this will be a season that God, it will be so heavy on them that they don't have a choice to fall down and repent and ask God to help them with their healing and deliverance. And so I speak that over them, that I don't know which one of the sons, but the prodigal son will come back. And when I say come back, that he will come back to his first love with Christ. That's what I'm saying. The prodigal son will come back to the right position with Christ. And so I speak over your son that he will come back, that he will do a bow face and turn. And when he turns, he will be face to face with Christ, that he won't even have a choice to go to the left or right. But this is for one of your sons. He will not waver, but he don't have a choice but to go into that straight line. And I speak that your daughter as well, that deliverance will be in her heart, that God will do a new thing with her heart, the rejection, the abandonment, that God will bring deliverance to, unto her in the name of Jesus, that she will forgive herself, that she will forgive herself and forgive those who hurt her, those that abuse her in the name of Jesus, that Father will embrace her with love like never before, that Father, one thing that I'm going to say, that the Father would not give up on these children, that the Father would not give up on your kids, that the Father would not forget about you, that he would not, you know, he's not, that he would not give up on them yet, you know. And I've been, you know, praying that don't give up on this young generation yet, Father God. Don't embrace them. Draw them unto you. And so I speak that over your children. God is not going to give up on them, but it's going to be not in your timing, but in his timing. Because it's with some of your sons, they still got to go through something. They not ready. God's going to allow them to be out there in the wilderness. He's going to allow them to do some more things, because it's going to be their testimony, not mama, but their testimony. So God know when to snatch them in. When he snatch them in, it's going to be on his timing. You know, we have to remember when we were all out there, we were doing everything up under the sun, but we weren't getting away with it. God allowed it. But when God get ready, when he get ready, when he say it's time, you don't have no other choice. That's just gonna be what it's going to be. And there's nothing you can do about it. When you just need to be that mother to stand on the, you know, on the wall and pray for them. But you got to make sure that you in the right standing with God. That I got to say it the way I have to say it. We got to make sure we want our children to be walking upright. We got to make sure we walking upright and we in a good standing order, because he said, your ways pleases me. Your ways please me. I'm going to make your enemy at peace. While you doing my assignment, I'm going to take care of your kids. While you doing my assignment, you walking in my statue and my will, you don't got to worry about the kids, because he going to send somebody. You don't have to do it. He going to always have that ram in the bush. You do what he command you to do. And we got to make sure we walking up upright. We got to make sure our salvation, we can't expect for our children's salvation to be right and we ain't right. That ain't going to work like that. We got to make sure our salvation and our house is in order. In order for God to do what he going to do, it's a bloodline, the head, the order. And I pray the order in the household. We praying for God to shake up the household, to bring order in the household. Because the order comes from the head. And when the head falls,
Christ,
it's going to break every curse, everything that's in that bloodline. And so, parents, please understand that. You got to make sure you in the right standard with God. I don't care what your child doing. God, by you being in the right standing with him, he's going to go. He know how to send his spirit. Your child can be way across town or something. I don't care what they at. God will go and snatch them up out of their distress. He will go snatch them out of the hands of Jezebel. hear me and hear what the Spirit of Living God is saying. I know that. While you doing the work and you doing it with clean hands and pure heart, he going to send somebody to your family, to your son. I'm telling you what I know. So
yeah,
we
he does. He will.
And we walking in clean. And we got that power.
Amen.
That's just it. There's no way around that you can get it. And I just have to say that. You got to make sure that you right to break the generation, to break that. You got the authority. And so I just pray God is going to direct them. Even if they go down the wrong, they coming back. You just need to stand on the, do what God tell you to do.
That's right.
To God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to play this song right quick. I want to play this song right quick, and then I'm going to come back.
Okay.
change. And I think that you're trying to tell me it's okay. Whoa. I know I've come so far, but got so far to go. And with these brand new scars, it's really hard to know if there's a reason and if I'll ever see it. Wanna believe it, so don't give up on me, yeah. Please don't give up on me.
Amen. I want to play that song because I'm going to tell you something. Our Father, if he don't give up on us, when people give up on us, he ain't going to give up on us. And that's a cry. When I hear that song, I hear the cries of this young generation crying to God saying, Lord, help me. Don't give up on me. I can't do this. When you have those scars, same scars that the Holy Spirit carried. He carried scars when he carried that cross. You're going to have some scars. You're going to be bent over. You're going to want to throw in a towel. That's just like David was saying, Lord, don't give up. Yeah, I did some terrible stuff. Don't give up on me. Don't take your anointing away from me. But God knew David's heart. That's the big difference. While we trying to judge people, that's why I remember the Holy Spirit told me long time ago, do not put your mouth on kids. Told me that. Do not put your mouth on kids. God see the heart of men. I don't care how much they messed up. God see their heart. And just like David, David had a heart for God. David loved God. And there are some people out there love God more than you love, more than some of these people that's in these buildings in this church. Love God with their heart. They might be messed up right now, but God ain't giving up on them. And so if he don't give up on them, that's between him and God. Some people now, you got some people out there, their heart just bad. It's bad. And you got to pray for their heart. You'll know the ones. Because anytime somebody can do something and they don't come, one thing I know, when people do something, they don't come back and apologize. They do something. They think they'll point things to you without taking accountability. They need a heart check. They need to go into their heart posture. God need to do something with their heart. And they keep doing stuff, but they don't come back. They don't repent. They don't apologize. A lot of them would say they'll repent. But first, you need to go in face-to-face with God and apologize to him. If you don't know how to apologize to him for your behavior and repent, because one thing I know, he's going to get that heart with the sister, Minister Sonia, you just talked about it. We just talked about it. God will whoop you. He will. I'm telling you, he will. So you don't have a choice but to go back and get it right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the covering. Thank you for the covering. We're going to go ahead and end the show. There's nobody else with their hands up. I pray that this has been a blessing. You know, some of y'all come back with a testimony. But let God heal your heart. Some of us still need to be sit on that altar to be healed, delivered, and set free. So I thank the Father. I thank him for what he's doing. Father God, there will be no backlash, no retaliation. Father God, that these people, I pray that your people, your sons and daughter will have a testimony. Father God, I thank you for covering. Father God, I thank you for protection. I thank you because you are awesome God and your plan for their life. It's not our plan. It's your plan. And your plan is good. It's not an evil. So, Father God, I thank you for the straighten out. I thank you for stretching, that you're stretching some of your people that need to be stretched. So, Father God, I thank you for continuing to stretch your hand down here on earth to snatch people out of places because some people, they are so, you know, God, in another name, God gave people a heart. heart to be passion, heart to be love, a loving person. And I ask God to protect people that have that heart, that they would not be abused and misused anymore. In the name of Jesus, y'all have a blessed night. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, I pray for sweet sleep, peaceful sleep. In Jesus' name, y'all have a blessed weekend. I'll play one more song to end us up out of here. And we are done for tonight.
Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Today be the day. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by